Greetings, mortals and others. I'm Dicterhune, the voice from hell. Walk with me into the marketing morgue. In our last episode, I began to reveal to you the 13 things you must never, ever do when advertising and marketing your haunted attraction. So if you missed it, it's a free download. Go back and listen to it. What the f*** is wrong with you? What is more likely is that you've been waiting with bated breath for the spine-tingling conclusion. Well, minions, your wait is over. Number 8 on the list of haunt advertising mistakes you must never make. Let's do something really edgy. It's almost impossible to be edgy if you're trying to be edgy. And what exactly is the definition of edgy? Is that like trying to define cool or sexy? These all mean different things to everyone. Usually when I hear edgy, I assume you want to give the perception that your haunt is extreme, provocative, pushing boundaries. Fine, as long as your advertising is also engaging, entertaining, and makes you want to buy a ticket. Because that beats edgy any day. Number 9. What the f*** was that? Advertising that is so edgy and creative that it is completely incomprehensible. This is advertising that commits all the mistakes we've talked about so far, and then some. Wouldn't be hard for me to play many, many examples right now, but we only have so much time. And besides, I'd rather play one that demonstrates what your advertising needs to do, which is become the earworm. Put something in your audience's heads that they can't get out. Something that leaves them asking, what happens next? And how can I get a ticket?
Spike's been working on the railroad all the live long day. Go. Take your stinking head off just to pass the time away.
Fear is coming down the tracks,
and it's headed straight for you at Derailed Haunted House.
If you want fear,
if you want fun,
spend an evening at Derailed Haunted House
in the old Action Apparel building beside the tracks in Raymer.
You won't find a more terrifying experience anywhere up or down the line.
And when Spike throws a party, everybody gets hammered.
All aboard for Derailed Haunted House!
Tickets are just $15 at the door.
Open weekend, September 26th through November 1st. Find out all you need to know at DerailedHauntedHouse.com.
Derailed is a first-year haunt in Tennessee that's succeeding, growing, and attributing a good part of their success to their earworm advertising. Their icon character, Spike, sings a song that everybody knows, but changes the lyrics. I was told that many people in their queue were singing, Spike's been working on the railroad, as they waited to enter. And we've kept the Spike theme going for their Friday the 13th Bloody Valentine's weekend. After all, he's a real heartbreaker. Wait, what? Spike? Haunted House? Valentine's Day? Number 10. Nobody cares about haunted houses when it's not October. Well, you might want to check in with a whole host of brand-name haunted attractions who open up for the Nightmare Before Christmas, Bloody Valentine's, Scream Break, some open for a St. Patrick's Day haunt, and of course, anytime Friday the 13th rolls around. So take a close look at your calendar and find opportunities to keep bringing your audience back to you and growing your audience outside of October. Ah, here's a big, expensive mistake. Number 11. If it's cheap or it's free, it's totally worth it. Look, advertising is an investment, not an expense. A smart investor will get more out than they put in. If there's one place you don't want to skimp, it's on the very thing that is bringing people to your door. They wouldn't know you exist without your advertising. Number 12. Rubber mask? What rubber mask? I don't see a rubber mask. Search Haunted House TV commercials on YouTube. You'll see any number of badly produced TV commercials that clearly show actors wearing cheap rubber masks with bad lighting and hastily painted plywood scenery. Then search House of Torments TV commercial or Netherworlds. If you're going to show monsters, that's the way to do it. The best way to avoid these last two mistakes If you want professional results, hire a professional. You have to spend money to make money is still true. And when you spend your money, spend it with a dedicated expert in growing your business and through media that will interact with your target audience and drive them directly to your point of purchase. But don't sit on that piece of advice, because if you do, you may commit the most serious mistake of all. Number 13. Hey, it's September. It's Friday afternoon. We open next weekend and our commercials start Monday. Do you want your advertising to be a last-minute slop-together disaster? The time to sit down and make plans for successful advertising and marketing is now, because now you have time. If you have an ad agency or producer you like to work with, call them up this week and say, look, we have our themes, we know our story for this year, let's do this now. They will be thrilled. Can you imagine having your advertising done, in the can, ready to go, now? That one step taken now could make such a huge difference. Finally, to prevent any and all of these 13 haunt advertising mistakes, keep this in your head. Word of mouth is your best advertising, and your advertising is word of mouth that you control. Want to know more? Come to the West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon, May 15th through 17th. The Midwest Haunters Convention in Columbus, Ohio, May 29th through 31st. And Scare LA in Los Angeles, August 8th and 9th. Go to hauntersconvention.com, midwesthauntersconvention.com, and scarela.com for their respective class schedules. Join me there to rip further into the guts of haunt advertising and probe the most effective and creative ways you can market and promote your haunted attraction. Find out more at voicefromhell.com and by liking Voice From Hell on Facebook. I'm Dick Terhune. Join me next time in the Marketing Morgue, where there's always room for one more.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.